This is Marketplace. I'm Andy Euler. The tribal gaming industry took a major hit in the early days of the pandemic. Lots of casinos were shut down and people just weren't comfortable going out. But it's rebounded dramatically. We got a report yesterday from the National Indian Gaming Commission that tribal casinos brought in a record $39 billion in 2021. That's up 40% from 2020 and up 13% from pre-pandemic levels. Marketplace Savannah Marr reports on what it all means for the tribal governments that run those casinos.
Gaming tribes rely on casino revenue to fund their government operations, pay for social services, and keep their citizens employed. So when the casinos all shut down in March of 2020,
there was a lot of apprehension, a lot of uncertainty.
Michael Morgan heads up the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Commission. He says,
the goal is not just to reopen. We knew we had to do it in the right way.
Tribal hotels and casinos became leaders in COVID safety, with strict masking and social distancing rules and new investments in mobile gaming. And that paid off, says Jonadev Chowdhury, ambassador for the Muscogee Nation and former chair of the National Indian Gaming Commission.
Because of that preparation, Indian country was a natural place for recreation when people needed to start living life again.
That pent-up demand helped the industry recover, says Stephen Light, who studies tribal gaming at the University of North Dakota.
People are interested in getting out socializing. They're also interested in some of the new kinds of opportunities, notably for sports wagering,
which many gaming tribes started offering in the last few years. But Light says the benefits aren't felt equally across Indian country.
That was the case before the pandemic. It's more striking with these current numbers,
which show the industry rebounding most strongly on the coasts. Light says the most rural gaming tribes are still getting back on their feet, like the Menominee tribe in northern Wisconsin, whose chairman is Ron Korn.
We just recently reopened our table games. Everybody's struggling for employees.
And that, he says, is the biggest barrier to a full recovery. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.